This is a conversation and one of the most frequent questions that I get from women, because I very much advertise this idea of funneling. Funneling means that you have to date multiple men at a time, and there's many reasons for it. I've talked about this in the past, so this video is not necessarily about why you should do that, but this video is how to handle a situation where you are dating a man who you like, who is a potential mate for you, but he explicitly states that he doesn't want you to see other men or to date other men or to sleep with other men. Or let's say he finds out or whatever happens that you are dating other men or you're seeing other men, and he freaks out about it and he feels hurt and upset. A lot of women feel guilty about it, and they should not. So I'm going to start this by actually quoting one of my clients in the client program, who I thought brilliantly summarized the mindset around this. Here's what she says. A man expecting a woman to close down all her potential options while he's not 100% sure he wants to commit to her feels selfish to me on his part. And a man closing down all of his options in early dating without knowing a woman well enough feels unhealthy to me. Any grown man with healthy masculine energy naturally knows that a woman always has other suitors competing for her attention. And if he wants her all to himself, then he needs to step up and claim her in some form of exclusivity and commitment. If he's not ready to do that, then he's risking losing her. This is exactly the position that I have. Here's what to do in this situation. First of all, we have to acknowledge that no one likes to know the guy who you're seeing or the woman who you're seeing, your date, is seeing other people, especially if they're sleeping with them, right? No one wants to know that. So the first recommendation I can give you is that do not advertise it. Some women think that they need to advertise it to other men. You don't, because this doesn't feel good. If a man asks you, like, where are you going or what are your plans, just say, you know, I've got plans, I'm meeting friends. I'm going to an event, or I've been invited to an event. That's it. You do not owe an explanation to a man that you're dating, because dating means that you're simply getting to know each other. And that's what dating is. And that's what you funnel. The most common mistake that women do is, and why you have to funnel, and always keep that in mind, is that most women just stumble upon one guy who asks for her number. They go on three dates. By date five, they sleep together. He might be talking about, I don't know, some future, just as he's daydreaming after sex or something. And then you think you're in a relationship, but you're not. Sex doesn't mean as much for men as it does for us. And we fall for a guy very, very quickly. Evolutionary speaking, that's normal. So why we funnel is to disperse our energy, to not put our claws into a man. And this is why a lot of the times that they feel that they're trapped and they pull back, because they're not ready for a relationship. But you are. Most women desire to be in a relationship. Ask men what they want. A lot of men also want to be in a relationship and want commitment. But a lot of the times, men are not wired for commitment right away. Men want to meet a woman, see where this goes, have fun, pursue her, and then they fall in love. They stumble upon love. They stumble upon relationship, and they decide to be with a woman who they really like. And it's a process. It's a process for you, and it's a process for them. That's why you funnel. For a man to assume that you're going to put all of your eggs in one basket and you're just going to date him exclusively because he said so is not fair. So when this happens, what I really recommend is not for you to react and blunt out, how dare you put exclusivity on me, blah, blah, whatever, right? Especially if it's a guy that you like. What I really recommend, number one, is not advertise it. But if you ask the question, be really honest about it. Be honest about it, and how you can communicate it is you can say, I prefer to get to know people before I commit to something serious, because I was not aware that we are in a relationship, and I don't entertain other options when I am in an exclusive committed relationship. Before that, I'm dating and I'm getting to know people. And then I invite you to communicate your reason for doing it. Because for a lot of men, when they find out or when they bluntly and explicitly tell you about it, I invite you to start a conversation, and I invite you to explain to a man why you choose this position.
Hey girlfriend, before we continue with this episode, I wanted to jump in real quick and share an important message for you. There's a lot of advice out there about dating and relationships. Books, experts, and gurus, and even your granny has a surefire way to succeed in love. And most of it is complete BS. Well, maybe not so much granny's advice. As you may or may not know, I run a transformational 10-week group coaching program called Claim, just like the podcast, that has helped hundreds of women around the world completely change their dating reality with men, where they go from being frustrated and burnt out to actually enjoying dating and starting to attract some amazing men, men who stand strong in their masculinity, who are confident, who court and pursue you and plan and organize and pay for dates, but who are also emotionally available and are ready and willing and, again, available for a relationship with you. And I've developed this program with one thing in mind, that you already have everything you need to attract the man in the relationship of your dreams. You don't need to change who you are not broken. You just need to make a few key shifts, and they all start from the inside. If you're ready to feel that kind of excitement, ease, and joy in dating and relationships that so many of my clients have experienced, and me myself, as you know, I have attracted my masculine men and now have a family with him, I have an invitation for you. Work with me and my team to get on the fast track so you can start seeing big changes in your life ASAP. Go to claim.com/apply to sign up for your free, no-catch discovery call or short interview with a member of my team. This will be your chance to experience our approach firsthand and to ask any personal questions you might have about the program and whether this is a good fit for you. It's also going to be our chance to see if we would be a good fit for you, because we're not in this and I'm not in this for a quick buck, and we don't work just with anyone. We're committed to your success and we want to make sure we can help you to achieve it. The good news is that dating and relationships doesn't have to be this hard. So if you don't want to wait around any longer wondering where are all the good men, if you need an urgent change and are open to receiving personalized help and guidance and want to invest in yourself, then apply for this no catch. There's nothing that you need to give us. It's just a free discovery call for you so you can see whether this is a good fit for you and so they can work on this together. So go to claimed.com/apply. This will take you to a calendar where you can book your call, answer some short questions, and then we shall see you on the other side. All right, now back to the episode.
Explain to him that in the past, you have done this before. You have dated men and you have mistakenly assumed that you are in a relationship and this is exclusive, where the guy is not 100% sure. So if he's not sure, just like my client said, what are you to do as a woman? You're not going to wait. Both people have to be sure. And because we know that men take a lot longer to be sure, we allow our options open. Doesn't mean you need to sleep with all of them, right? You don't need to sleep with anyone. You can just go out there and date. And the guy who really wants to be with you, first of all, if he gets super intimidated by this and upset and retracted, I invite you to invite him on a conversation and explicitly tell him why you chose this. Say this: in the past, I've been dealing with this and I've chosen this strategy because this feels good in my body to know that I have options. And when a guy decides or realizes he wants to be with me, he will let me know. And then I decide to be in a committed relationship with him. But before that, I've burnt myself in the past. And so I'm just not willing to do that. I hope that you understand where I'm coming from. So if a man hears this and he's still all flustered, then you could just say, well, are you ready to be in a relationship with me? He's probably going to say no. And then you say, well, what I would say then, how do you expect me to put all of my eggs in one basket then if you're not ready? It's a very nuanced and sometimes awkward conversation, but it has to happen, right? And, you know, he's going to maybe has to think about it, but a lot of men will understand. And men who are confident, I wouldn't say necessarily that a guy who actually asks you to not date other men is unhealthy. I think this is a guy who perhaps doesn't understand why you're doing it and have been hurt in the past, because it is hurtful when you're, you know, really liking a woman and you're dating her and you realize that she's dating other men. Like, it doesn't feel good. And maybe indeed he's not, and that's okay. So that's what I advise you to do. But if he continues to retract and this doesn't feel good for him and all of that, then what are you going to do? You know, you're just going to move on and date other men. In my example, my husband didn't even ask because he really knew that he doesn't have the right to, and he was still dating. That's how dating works. How dating works is that you constantly meet other people and you get to know them before you get claimed, or before you're in a relationship. So I'm hoping this was helpful. And next time you go on a date, when you experience something like this, you know what to say. And I got to tell you, there has to be zero guilt about seeing other people. Because the process of dating is for you to get to know different men and what you like about them, and for you to also get to know yourself. It's practice. Because what we're talking about is getting into a relationship, into the right relationship, and potentially something that leads to something more serious, like marriage and family. So in this process, you really need to take your time, and you really need to be picky. Well, not super, you know, there's a lot of women who are like super picky, but you need to find the right partner. If you're going to just stumble, you know, date one man every time you meet him, and let's say a dating period, what, is about 6 months or a year before you get committed, and then he realizes that he doesn't want any commitment, or maybe you realize it's like, you're just going to do one man at a time, date one man at a time, and then what? And then you're going to waste years. You can't do that. You can't afford that. So I'm hoping this is helpful, and remember, zero guilt. If you want to learn more about dating techniques and some tips on dating, how to communicate with men, go watch this video here, and I will see you there. Thank you.
All right, beautiful woman, thanks for joining us today. If you enjoyed what you heard, be sure to subscribe to the podcast so you don't miss an episode. And please, please leave a review. This is super helpful for me, for the podcast. And this is a time to give back, to leave a review, share this episode with your girlfriend who really wants to hear it. And you can also find me on Medium and YouTube at Anna Rova, where I share pretty much very similar content and where we change the world one embodied woman at a time. All right, I'll see you in the next episode. Thank you for being here with me today.